Good morning. It is Monday again, June the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call today. We've got a lot to cover this morning, a lot of good things to say. But let's locate ourselves in the presence of God. Let's find ourselves at the feet of Jesus, our ascended Lord, as we enter this week with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled The Top Five Essentials of Every Single Day. Our text is Acts chapter 20 this week. Today we'll cover verses 1 through 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. When the uproar had ended, Paul sent for the disciples and, after encouraging them, said goodbye and set out for Macedonia. He traveled through that area, speaking many words of encouragement to the people, and finally arrived in Greece, where he stayed 3 months. Because some Jews had plotted against him just as he was about to sail for Syria, he decided to go back through Macedonia. He was accompanied by Sopater, son of Pyrrhus from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy also, and Tychicus, and Trophimus from the province of Asia. These men went on ahead and waited for us at Troas. But we sailed from Philippi after the festival of unleavened bread, and 5 days later joined the others at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Every day, I consider that I need 5 basic things to live well. Number 1, sunlight, especially exposure to the morning sunlight and in my eyes. Number 2, exercise. My rule? Trying to do everything is the enemy of doing something. Anything is better than nothing. So just do something. Number 3, diet. Not to be confused with dieting, but a daily diet made up mostly of whole foods grown in good soil. Number 4, sleep. I try to be as circadian as possible, rising and retiring with the sun. You're wondering, what is the one more? Correct, I said 5 things. Here's a hint. It begins with the letter E. It falls into the category of one of these things is not like the others. In fact, this one more thing is so powerful and profound, it can make up for a deficit in any or all of the other 4 needs. Whereas the 4 things listed above deal with bodily or physical needs, the 5th engages the deepest need of our spirit. I would go so far to say that if we have this 5th gift, we can go for a time with a complete absence of the other 4. It's that powerful and important. And you're probably also scratching your head in wonder and asking, where is Jesus and the Bible and prayer and all the stuff you talk about every day? Bear with me. So what do you think the missing element is? I've written an entire wake-up call series on it. I describe it as the very currency of the kingdom of God, all at once supernatural and ordinary. For people attempting to follow Jesus into the will of God, this word is next to the air we breathe. We see it prominently in today's text. See if you can hear it in the rereading. When the uproar had ended, Paul sent for the disciples and, after encouraging them, said goodbye and set out for Macedonia. He traveled through that area, speaking many words of encouragement to the people. Did you hear it? It's encouragement. This is one of the underlying themes of the whole book of Acts. Remember Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement? I called my series, which is now a book, I'm linking it in today's email, Encourage One Another Daily as Long as It Is Called Today. Yep, that's straight out of the Word of God, Hebrews 3:13a. It's a good day for me when I can title a book with an actual text from Scripture. In that series, I developed a working biblical definition of encouragement I will share now. To encourage, in the biblical sense of the term, is to stand in the stead and agency of Jesus, participating in the work of the Holy Spirit to minister grace to human beings at the level of their inner person, their inmost being, communicating, conveying, and imparting life, love, courage, comfort, consolation, joy, peace, hope, faith, and other dispensations and manifestations of the kingdom of heaven as the moment invites or requires. Every person needs encouragement every day. If divine love is the language of the Holy Spirit, then encouragement is the dialect. The Spirit encourages us. When we say, "Come, Holy Spirit," we are saying many things. Among them is, "Fill me with courage." The Holy Spirit will also readily encourage others through us and vice versa. Ask Him to fill you with encouragement for others today. Recapping, here are the five essential needs of every single day. Sunshine, number one, sunshine. Number two, exercise. Number three, encouragement. Number four, diet. And number five, sleep. Anybody out there spotting the marvelously serendipitous acronym formed by the first letter of each word yet? I'll run them past you one more time. Sunshine. Exercise. Encouragement. Diet. Sleep. That would be S-E-E-D-S. You're welcome. Seeds. Plant those seeds in your life every day and reap a harvest of kingdom prosperity. The prayer. Father, thank you for the way you encourage us through the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the people of God. Would you train me in the way both of receiving encouragement and also in imparting encouragement to others? Grant me a sensitivity to your Spirit that I might have, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. And the journal prompts. Which among the five daily essentials are you succeeding with? One more time. Sunshine, exercise, encouragement, diet, sleep. Which poses more of a struggle for you just now? And now, who will you encourage today? For our hymn today, we're going to sing a spiritual song. How about that? It's number 361. It's called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Now, I bet you'll know it. Number 361 in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise, Sweet, Sweet Spirit. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Amen. I hope that's the case and pray that's the case every morning as we gather. I sense it from where I am. There's a sweet spirit in this place, this space between us. And I sense the presence of the Lord, and I sense you do too. And without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. In fact, who says we have to leave it? That's the beautiful thing about the Spirit of the Lord. He goes before us, he comes behind us, and mostly he's inside of us. He's with us. And you know, as I was thinking through about encouragement, that's really the essence of what I'm trying to do every day here with you. Particularly, I mean, I do it through the writing, but there's a deeper quality, I think, in this recorded medium. I'm trying to encourage you, to put courage into you. And I sense that many of you are receiving it, and I have confidence, really, almost a knowing that you're going out and putting that into others. Now, back to the question, why doesn't S stand for Scripture? The first S of seed stand for Scripture, and the last S stand for the Spirit, and we just kind of go that route with seeds. I think, you know, really what I'm including in encouragement is all of that. That's the supernatural work of the Spirit. And every day we're seeking to receive this encouragement from Jesus. We're turning to his word. We're reading it and ruminating on it and rememberizing it and researching it and rehearsing it, those 5 R's from our journal every day. We are praying, come Holy Spirit. We're encouraging one another and building each other up. All of these are dimensions of the encouragement of the Lord. And the interesting thing is how easy it is to neglect these other bodily, physically embodied dimensions of our life. You know, it can so be easy just to split off, to bifurcate spiritual things and material things, and that's a mistake. I mean, what do we have? We have a body, and that's how we are interacting and interfacing with the world. It's a temple. Our body is actually the temple of the Holy Spirit, and so we want to work towards sowing the practices that bring health, that help us to steward this body. Sunshine. And these are all gifts of God, aren't they? Exercise. right? Just do, right? What did I say? Anything is better than nothing. And it's often the notion that I need to do a lot more. I need to be able to do a full workout. I need to be able to run a full run or walk a full circuit. No, anything is better than nothing. And if every day I can just do something, I'm contributing to the maintenance of the temple of God. Diet, something I've been really working on. I've finally left behind dieting. My gosh. I've come into this understanding of food as medicine. Like, right? Our food is medicine. It's where we are actually receiving health into our body or not. And I've been among the worst eaters ever, but I'm repenting. Every day we're offering our body, right, as a living sacrifice. Again, I'm trying to break free from this sort of, well, that's not spiritual. No, it's all spiritual. Every bit of it, every material aspect of this world is spiritual, especially our human bodies. That's what we've got to work with. I'm learning so much about food. I'm learning that if I'm not going to treat my food as medicine, I'm going to wind up having to take a lot of medicine. And I want to avoid that as much as I can. And then, of course, encouragement. That's what the whole post was about. And then sleep. Sleep is so vitally important. And I've had to work on that. Let's turn toward the fields today. It is Monday. And I hope you don't take any of that as any sense of condemnation or like you're not doing it right or you need to try harder. I mean, this is hard stuff, guys. I know it. Believe me, I know it. And I'm struggling about half the time and succeeding in the other half. But I keep getting up. And I kind of like to put all these things together into some kind of little book some point, but I've written the encouragement book. I commend it to you. I just work through so much of the scriptures and look for the ways and the ways and the means of encouragement there and comment on them as I'm wont to do in the wake up call. But again, that link is in today's email. I'll stop there and just encourage you now to consider all of that, right? I'm not laying down any hard and fast rules, just hopefully helpful counsel and encouragement. Well, it's Monday, and we've got to get going. I will be looking for you on the field today. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.